Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome to Walk It Out. Thank you, Lord, for starting with some praise, listening, rejoicing, reflecting on God being our victory. Amen. He is our victory. Let's listen. Let's listen for a moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have the victory. Oh, we are victorious in Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you that no matter what we see happening in this world, God, you are the victory. Hallelujah. This is our battle cry. Hallelujah is our battle cry. Glory. The blood of Jesus is our battle cry. Yeshua HaMashiach. It's our battle cry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is our battle cry. Jesus, you are our battle cry. Restoration. Restore. He's restoring. He has restored. Hallelujah. We got to receive it. Thank you. He gave us back. He gave us back life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Haneki Yorokosa. My goodness. My. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We have so much to be grateful for. God is truly worthy. He is truly worthy. Amen. And, you know, I was reading some scripture, and that song was on, and it went right with what I was reading, and I was like, Lord, this is you, this is you, this is you. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go to Matthew 24, starting at verse 6 is where we're going today. And I just want to read this passage of scripture and just talk just a little bit about what I believe the Lord is saying to us today. Matthew 24, starting verse 6. I'm going to read from the Passion Translation. And it says, "You will hear of wars and revolutions on every side, with more rumors of wars to come. Don't panic or give in to your fears, for the breaking apart of the world system is destined." Okay, I just paused that, so I'm not sure where we were here, but let me just read the scripture again, just making sure devil's not going to get any credit, and he's not going to stop anything today. So verse 6, you will hear, Matthew 24, starting verse 6, "You will hear of wars and revolutions on every side, with more rumors of wars to come. Don't panic or give in to your fears, for the breaking apart of the world system is destined to happen. But it won't yet be the end. It will still be unfolding." So again, I was saying that there are rumors of wars happening right now. Russia is on the verge, we're told, of going to war in Europe with Ukraine. So Europe is on the brink of war. We are sending weapons and things, meeting with NATO, trying to bring some peace in the situation. But the Word of God tells us that this is going to happen. But he says, don't panic or give in to your fears. And we have been in a season where the enemy has been using fear to just have his way. To have his way, not just in the world, but among Christians as well, among believers. And, you know, we have to say no more. We will not be in fear because God has not given us a spirit of fear. We know fear comes from the enemy. So this word here says, don't panic or give in to your fears. God is telling us there is no need to panic. And don't give in to Satan, because that's giving in to your fears, because fear is not from God. And it says, for the breaking apart of the world system is destined to happen. These things must happen. They must happen. So he's telling us that this has to happen. These things have to occur, but the end is not yet. What he is doing, it says, it will still be unfolding. So what is that saying to us? That's saying we can look at what's happening in the world, but don't get paralyzed by it. Don't give in to an end times scenario that means you just sit on your couch and you wait for Jesus to crack the sky. No, he is saying the end is not yet. It is still unfolding and we have work to do. Glory to God. We have work to do. There is still much work for us to do. We need to still be about our daddy's business. We need to still be out there snatching souls from the gates of hell and showing who our daddy is. We need to be full of joy. You know, this is Adar 1 on the Hebrew calendar. We actually have 2 months of Adar this year in 5782. And Adar is a month of joy. It's a new season. There's so much happening. And we need to be excited about what God is doing. And he is telling us that this is a month of joy. And as far as the word is concerned, we are not to panic, not to sit on the couch, not just to wait like a bystander. We are in this thing. He works through us. He works through you. So he is telling us all that is happening, the end is still unfolding. The end is not yet. Verse 7, nations will go to war against nations. We're seeing that. And kingdoms against kingdoms. Yes, that is happening as well. And the kingdom of evil against the kingdom of God. We're in a battle. Hallelujah. And there will be terrible earthquakes, horrible, listen to this, horrible epidemics. Are we not seeing that now? Are we not living out this word? Are we not living this word out today? There will be terrible epidemics and famines in place after place. This is how the birth pains of the new age will begin. This is what the word says, guys. This is the word of God preparing us and telling us. Hang on one second. I'm sorry. I just got to get my computer here. There we go. So he is preparing us. He's telling us this is how the birth pains of the new age will begin. We are on the precipice of the new age. We are on the precipice of being raptured up with him, of a new kingdom, a new millennium. This is what we're on, but we are in this. To be born for such a time as this, God has work for us to do. It goes on in verse 9, it says, you can expect to be persecuted. Yeah. Come on. We see the writing on the wall. Even killed, for you will be hated by all the nations because of your love for me. Then many will stop following me and fall away. We're seeing that, aren't we? and they will betray one another and hate one another. And many lying prophets will arise, deceiving multitudes and leading them away from the path of truth. There will be such an increase, verse 12, of the sin of lawlessness that those whose hearts once burned with passion for God will grow cold. With passion for God and others will grow cold. But hold on to your hope firmly to the end, and you will experience life and deliverance. Yes, yet through it all, the good news of heaven's kingdom will be proclaimed. That's us, guys. We are to proclaim the good news of heaven all over the world, providing every nation with a demonstration. Hey, hallelujah, demonstrations. Come on now. That's what we're about to see. That's what I'm expecting. That's what I look for every day. That will follow me. Miracles, signs, and wonders are going to follow me. Why? Because I follow Christ. They're going to follow you. Why? Because you follow Jesus and you're expecting them. He said, through it all, we are to preach the good news of heaven, that it be proclaimed all over the world, providing every nation with a demonstration of the reality of God. And after that, the end of this age will arrive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing to be afraid of. We have nothing to be sullen or sad about. Come on. We are the walking evidence that Jesus is coming and that the kingdom of heaven is here. Glory to God. I tell you what, I could run around this room right now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my goodness, you are worthy, 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 worthy. Hallelujah. Well, that's it for right now for this edition of Walk It Out. Let's just praise on the way out. My goodness, God is good. He is worthy. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank you for this time in your word, Papa. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives and in the lives of your people, God. We thank you for your protection. Increase our faith. Yes. Thank you. Kingdom shall reign. Yes. For your presence again. Jesus. God, take us back. Take us back, Lord. My God. Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray all these prayers. In Jesus' name, we have declared the word. In Jesus' name, we are expecting miracles, signs, and wonders. In Jesus' name, we are overcomers. In Jesus' name, we are snatching the lost from the hands of the enemy. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Have a good night. Have a good day, whatever time it is you are listening to this. Go be bold for the Lord. Amen. Nothing, no one. It's you and you only. Yes. Nothing could ever. I'll see ya. Talk to you soon.